Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Get Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A letter, not only airmail special delivery, but registered as well, certainly has all the trappings of a message of importance. And it's just such a letter that Penny Gibbs' invalid foster father, Jed Billings, has received. After Penny hands it to him, he sits in his wheelchair, looks at it a moment, and then says,
By the postmark, I see it's from Chicago. Now, who in Chicago would send me a letter?
Well, why don't you open it and see?
For heaven's sake, yes, darling. Why don't you just look at it?
Let's not be hasty about this. How do I know it's not from some enemy of mine? And the minute I open it, it'll explode.
Oh, stop teasing. Mother, make him open it.
You know he can't be forced into anything, Penny. We'll just have to wait until he thinks he's exhausted.
Maybe it's from a girlfriend of mine in Chicago, and I don't want to open it in front of you, Grace.
Well, if you don't open that letter soon, your girlfriend can have you. What's left of you after I get through with you?
Now, listen, Jed, this isn't fair. A special delivery airmail letter, registered and everything, can't be just an ordinary letter. It's bound to be something interesting.
Oh, I don't know. Might be just an advertisement sent this way, so I'll be sure to open it.
Oh, Jed, now you're being silly. You stared at that envelope for 5 minutes now. I think it's about time you opened it.
Now, who ever heard of a time an envelope is supposed to be opened? Is that a new law or a new superstition?
Jed, if you don't open that letter, I'm going to take it away from you and open it myself.
Oh, opening other people's letters, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That's tampering with the U.S. mails. That's a federal offense. You wouldn't look very good behind prison bars, child. I don't think
you... Jed Billings, I think you're awful. Now, open it.
All right. I've had my fun. I'll open it.
Well, it's about time.
Thank goodness.
Sure, the truth. There's nothing more persistent than the curiosity of a woman. No wonder Eve ate that apple. All that snake had to do was to make her wonder about it.
Never mind the lecture on what's wrong with the superior sex. Just open that letter.
Open it or we'll walk away and spoil all your fun.
Oh, guess I've had all the fun I can get out of this. Here goes.
Oh, do you have to open it so slowly?
Mm-hmm. Might be to the wrong Jed Billings, so the envelope...
Now, just where do you think there's another Jed Billings in Rossville?
I don't know, Grace, but there might be somewhere. Might just have moved into town.
Listen to me. Are you going to take that letter out of the envelope and read it?
Take it out and read it right now.
All right.
Fact is, I'm getting a little curious about it myself.
Jed, what does it say?
Oh, wait till I adjust my specs now, Grace.
Oh.
Wouldn't want me to strain my eyes, would you?
Will you stop stalling?
Won't you two be surprised if this is a letter from a lawyer suing me for $500,000? Then you'll be sorry you were so anxious for me to read it. Let's see now. It says,
It says what?
Dear Mr. Billings.
Oh!
What'd you expect it to say, dear Tom Jones?
Will you read that letter, will you?
If you two will be quiet long enough for me to concentrate. It says, Dear Mr. Billings, this is to inform you that you have been chosen from a roster of 200 designers and builders to draw the plans for the Washburn Slum Clearance Project in this city.
Oh, Jed, how wonderful.
Jed, darling, what a wonderful thing.
Now, wait. Let me finish. Maybe there's a catch in this. Maybe I have to send in a box top or something.
Oh, huh? Good heavens. Don't you take anything seriously?
I take everything with a grain of salt until I know it can be taken straight.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the letter goes on to say, you have been highly recommended to us by the Mapleton Construction Company, for which you recently worked, and whose employ we understand you were forced to leave because of an attack which made it impossible for you to carry on your work with them. But we have learned from the Mapleton Company and from other reliable sources that your infirmity will in no way interfere with your work for us.
Well, of course it won't, Jed. You worked on the sketches and plans for the dream house right here at home, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Does the letter say when you begin?
No. The last paragraph here says, we sincerely trust you will not turn down this offer, Mr. Billings, for we are well aware of your ability. And your reputation as a designer and builder is far greater than you perhaps think. Please phone, wire, or write us at once advising us that you will accept the job. Sincerely yours, Martin Jones, President of Washburn.
Oh, Jed, I'm so happy for you. This is something you've dreamed of.
It's more than I ever dreamed of, Grace. I wanted to leave a few big buildings in the big city before I died. But I thought I'd have to leave Rossville to do it, go to the city to work. And when they put me in this wheelchair for the rest of my life, I thought, well, that was the end of everything.
Oh, we told you being in a wheelchair wouldn't make any difference. We told you could go on to even new and better things if you wanted to.
I know you did, child, but do you blame me for doubting you? A man in a wheelchair isn't exactly the storybook version of a man with a future. Wonder who's really responsible for this letter and this offer.
Reputation, Jed. You're a man who's made a name for himself.
Oh, in Rossville, yes, but not in Chicago.
Oh.
Why, I've been in Chicago only once in my life, and that was between trains on my way to Milwaukee. Didn't even see Chicago again on my way back. Took the Père Marquette boat to Ludington, Michigan on the way home. You got seasick, too.
Oh, stop, Jed. Wait, you are going to accept the job, aren't you, Jed?
Well, now, child, of all the questions you've asked, that is the silliest. Wouldn't expect a question like that from Julie Martin. Hand me a pen and paper.
Oh, you are going to take the job.
I'll get you the pen and paper, Jed.
They're on the table right over by the window, Grace.
Oh, yes, I see where they are.
Well, what are you going to tell them?
What am I going to say? Well, let's see. I think I'll tell them that
there's the telephone.
Oh, will you get it, dear?
Yes, I'll be right back, Jed.
Oh, you're afraid I'll sneak off a letter refusing the job, eh? Well, you just wait till you see how emphatically I tell them that I will.
Oh, well, you better take it. Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, Barry, darling, how are you?
Fine. How about you?
I'm wonderful. And I have the most wonderful news for you about Jed.
Good news from Dr. Ryan?
Oh, no, I wish it were. It's the next best thing. Can I see you?
I'll say you could. I was just leaving the office and thought you'd like to go for a little drive. That's a short one before dinner.
Mm-hmm, I'd love it, Barry. Tell me how soon you think you'll be here, and I'll be outside waiting for you.
I think that's great, Penny. Mr. Billings must be awfully proud of himself.
Oh, he doesn't know how to be proud of himself, Barry. He's much too modest for his own good.
Well, he's proof, then, that you don't have to blow a loud horn to make yourself known if what you do is good enough to speak for itself,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I guess Jed's almost a genius in his own line, Barry. I'm so happy about it.
I am, too.
Yeah. You know, this is just as good as if he were going to be well again.
Mm-hmm.
And, Barry, it's the finest thing that could happen to us, too. You realize that?
To us?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. In what way?
Well, I've been a little reluctant to rush into this marriage of ours. Worrying about Jed, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have to worry about him.
Say, this really does clear the way for us, then, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. See, darling, Jed was the only reason I didn't say, let's get married as soon as possible.
Say, wait. Don't say those things so suddenly. I almost lost control of the car.
No, I did not. I didn't know.
I did, honest. Hey, you're in almost as thick a fog as I am, aren't you?
Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful. It's perfect. That's what it is. And you know what? I hope we're in a fog the rest of our lives. The fog-bound Carltons. That's what our friends will call us. I guess we'll have to walk around blowing foghorns, then, won't we?
Darling, you're silly.
No, I'm not. Just happy. By the way, what do you mean by soon?
Well, I mean, let's not wait forever.
Well, we were going to wait about 2 months. That seemed to be forever.
Let's make it sooner.
I'm agreeable. I know Mother will be delighted.
Yeah, I know she will. You know, I just can't understand why she's so anxious for us to marry as soon as possible.
I know why. She doesn't want some other young fellow to come along and take you away from me.
No, nobody's ever going to do that. Oh, by the way, Is anyone going to take you away from me?
Oh, good night, no. That's impossible.
No, you better knock on wood.
Can't. There's no wood here.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, you're not superstitious, are you?
No, darling. But I do wish you hadn't said it was impossible for someone to take you away from me. Oh, I'm sure of you until I look at you. And then I see how attractive you must be to other women.
Penny?
Yes, Mother?
Oh, Penny, I'm so glad you're home,
dear. Darling, you seem upset. What's wrong?
We seem to be getting everything in the mail today, Penny. I just got a letter from Pat.
Well, that shouldn't upset you. Has he found Suzanne?
Oh, Penny's in the hospital. My poor boy in the hospital.
Is it serious, darling?
Here, you read the letter, darling.
All right. Let's see now. It says, Dear Mother, you mustn't be alarmed by this letter because I'm in good hands and I'm going to be all right. But I'm in the hospital and may have to stay here for a couple of weeks.
Oh, just say what's the matter
now,
with him.
Now, maybe it isn't serious. Look, wait a minute. He even says, wait a minute. My illness isn't serious enough for any of you to worry about it or bother to come to New York to see me. I wouldn't even write to you about this except that I won't be able to send you money for Valerie for the next month or so because doctor and hospital bills are rather hard to pay, as you know. Kiss my darling daughter for me. Give Penny a kiss or two. Say hello to Jed, and don't any of you worry about me, love, Pat.
Oh, my poor Pat.
Oh, Mother, there's nothing in the letter to worry you.
But, Penny, you know how Pat is. He could be dying and he wouldn't complain.
But he's not dying. If he were seriously ill, you'd hear from the hospital.
Just the same, I've got to go to New York.
It isn't necessary, Mother.
Maybe it isn't, but I won't be satisfied that Pat's all right until I see for myself. Now, there's a train at 11:30 tonight. I've already called the station. Darling, will you help me pack?
How will Pat's illness and Mrs. Billings' departure for New York affect the plans of Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton? Will this delay the wedding and be the first threat of heartbreak for the girl who is so close to happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.